Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our new friend, Mae McCarthy, CEO of Bizultz.com. Bizultz.com is the website. The book is called The Path to Wealth. It's made it to darn near the very top, number two on Amazon for personal finance, seven spiritual steps for financial abundance. Mae, thanks again for being here. Talk to us about these steps.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Well, what I ask people to do is to, in a nutshell, is to stay focused on what it is that they want rather than what they don't want. And as you're staying focused on what you want to use your words, thoughts, and emotions to describe a feeling of gratitude for it already being achieved. And what I mean by that simply, I'll just give you a very, very easy example. I'm often invited to speak and teach at different events all over the world, and undoubtedly there's somebody in the audience who has a goal that is, I want to lose 10 pounds. Right? You've heard that one before, right?
That's me.
All right, so their goal is, I want to lose 10. Their goal, I mean 10 pounds, their goal is to be wanting to lose 10 pounds. Well, haven't they already achieved it?
Mm-hmm.
Aren't they already wanting to lose 10 pounds? So what you want to do is fake out you want to stimulate your brain to enable your subconscious and to allow for this success tool that Bill Gates, Steve Jobs, Oprah Winfrey, Steven Spielberg, and other people use, which is this idea of relying on intuition. This is an intelligence that somehow is available to us. I don't know where it comes from, but it comes from somewhere, and we can have access to it, and it seems to show up and illuminate possibilities when we describe something as already done and feel a feeling of gratitude around it. So for that goal, you might say, I'm so grateful that I'm physically fit, trim, toned, energetic, and a healthy, pain-free body, easily able to go on hikes and walks with my family and friends. I mean, you've proved that this works. The last time you bought a car, you might have thought about it. You might have read about it. You might have researched it, maybe even test drove it. You've narrowed down models, and as you get close to this idea of owning that brand new car, which you already emotionally are attached to, don't you start to see it driving around everywhere on the road? Right. So that's the premise of the book. And what I ask people to do is spend about 25, 30 minutes every single morning going through a step-by-step process to describe your goals in every area of your life as completed with gratitude. In one of my companies, I was describing as a brand new startup that, you know, we had one customer at that time and we needed a few more, and we had some that were committing to us, and I was describing that my gratitude for having a minimum or more of $400,000 in revenue by a particular date for our company. And it was kind of crazy. I was sitting in a car. I had just dropped off my bags at a hotel. It was 9 o'clock at night, and I was going to go to the closest grocery store to get some protein shakes and supplies for my stay. And I got this very strong idea to go to a grocery store 15 minutes away. That didn't make sense. And my rational mind was trying to talk me out of it. And finally, I just said, look, if this is intuition, give me another lead. And I started having all these ideas that maybe everything I wanted was on sale at this other store. So I made the drive. As I'm walking into the store, a guy that I met 6 months before at a trade show who represented a giant potential customer.
Oh, no.
And who was not returning any of my phone calls or emails was walking out.
Oh, my goodness.
We strike up a conversation, and before the end, he invites me to come make a presentation to his group while I'm in town.
Wow.
That led to another and another and a contract worth over
$500,000. You never know. His way leads on the way.
You never know.
Well, you know, here's what I'm going to stick a word in here that I think is really important, germane to what you're talking about. And it's a word that someone taught me about 35 years ago. And that's, you made yourself available to the possibility.
Yeah.
See, this is what happens. This is when we get in our own way, Mae. We don't make ourselves available. We deny We deny that that is possible. And somebody a long time ago introduced me to the concept of being available, making yourself available. Don't foreclose an opportunity. Don't answer a prospect's question for them. Right? Don't say they're not going to buy from me. You got to make yourself available to the possibility, and that's what you did, isn't it?
Yeah, and I'm not the only one. See, we have this rational mind that Albert Einstein talked about. He said we have an intuitive mind,
right,
and a rational mind.
Right.
And our rational mind's going to try and talk us out of things if we don't see what the outcome's going to be for taking a step that we feel led to take. And my request of my readers and my clients and people who come to hear me in audiences is to, you know what, just take the step. Or if you don't feel comfortable, if you're scared, if you're unsure, then simply say, hey, intuition, if this is from you, I need another lead.
Well, or go back to what you said in the first segment. Take a little step. Take a baby step. See how it goes.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Take a step. Take a step or ask for another lead. You will get one. You will get one. You've had that experience where something has popped up in your head every day. Maybe it's a thought of someone you haven't talked to in a long time, or an idea to call a particular customer. Something keeps popping up every single day, and your rational mind keeps telling you, oh, don't worry about that. Don't do it. Don't do that anymore.
Right.
Just take the step.
And the
best way
to get access to that thinking is early in the morning.
Yeah.
That's the best time. Hey, mate, MaeMcCarthy.com, right?
MaeMcCarthy.com or Bezultz.com.
There you go. And the book is called The Path to Wealth. Hey, Mae, will you come back again? You got more to teach us.
I would love to.
Thank you for being here. Mae McCarthy.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.